natural instinct. Instinct. Which relate with definitely the survival instinct and usually speak of five kind of desire. As a human being, you don't live all alone. Although we definitely have to live alone, but as a member of the human being, you at least one besides you have to have a good company. In Japanese, Chinese, we say spacing equally when you walk. That is a very important word. You give enough space to live together, not always stick together. You give a lot of space to others and to yourself. And yet you don't live alone. Important thing is to know others you care of and to be known by others as close as possible how you are. It's a kind of touchy subject. If somebody knows you more than yourself, you are not so happy about it. So giving space between you and others, and even you know other person nearly thoroughly, you don't tell about it. Good friend is like that, you know. Take best care of each other and no interrupt each other. Very important. That's one desire. You've got to have somebody you know close. Sometimes this appears your life partner, man, if you are student, sometimes the teacher stands at this position. Sometimes your student take this position. So the dynamic of this relationship is various. That's one. Suimin yoku is a desire of sleeping. That's no problem. We don't have any problem about it. But again, even after enough rest and recover your physical condition, emotional condition, mental conditions, sometime beyond satisfaction, you want to sleep more, which is a kind of overdoing. You shut out yourself from the world too much. Such a desire exists. Shokuyoku, of course, we know this very well. Shokuyoku is a food, desire for food, eating. That's one of most essential desire. So you wisely choose the food for you. You don't just bite on something available. Amount and combination of the vegetables, grains. Know how, after eating, pay attention that food fit to you or not. Could you raise your hand? They're pretty much vegetarian. What is the main food you like? Bread? Sandwich? Cereal. Macrobiotic. Recommend the brown, organic brown rice. Nowadays, brown rice is nearly half polished. I used to eat just husk was taken away, so the rice is green still. When I practiced with Kodo Sawakiroshi, from the 17-year-old until his death day, I hung around him. Always green rice. And hard to chew on it. Very best food for you. Don't eat too much because chewing make you very tired. When I went to Eiji Monastery, I missed this green rice. Most of the time, white rice. And very soupy white rice in the morning. pressed wheat. You know the thing. We pressed machine pressed wheat, which has a still slit of the brown. Have you seen it? Huh? Seitan? No. Wheat. Dry pressed wheat. So you about to half cup of pressed wheat, and then twice much rice you cook together. Good for you. Most of the day, evening, informal meal was a noodle, fat noodle, about that fat. homemade noodle, sorry. And it is recommended to make a big, sloppy noise. So, compete who makes the biggest sloppy noise. Heiji usually don't serve animal food, so the cooked vegetable, root vegetable, green vegetable, not too much salad is served, but most of the time it is cooked vegetable with separate bowls. Ground black sesame, salt mixed, and various kind of pickles served for digestion. Rather simple meal eat in the monastery. So the balance of contents of the food is rather important. You don't lean one way or other way. Often you choose cook new kind by yourself and examine how it feels to you. I have learned a lot about cooking because I'm a kind of a greedy eater. And when you have so many children, you have to be very good cook. Otherwise, children cannot grow. Disappointing thing is when they dislike, very disappointing. You have to eat the leftover every day. Shikyoku is a sexual desire, which is very natural instinctive desire. And to start from 3 years old to close to end of your life, 90 or even beyond that, still you got pretty strong sexual desire, not necessary to make new children of you, but completeness of human body as a man and woman, that within man there is a woman there's a female nature within female there is a male nature also. This balance of this both man and woman in embedded within you, this one, if one is too weak, it is projected outwardly, and you think this is it, no, this is it, until you eat it up, you desire. That's not so good. I mean, swallow until you balance yourself within. So you try to be modestly, and then you don't make others suffer because out of your desire. Very important. We know so many heroic people like Genghis Khan, Shikote, first emperor of Shikote in China. They have a record of so many children, so many wives. When he went to conquer the different area in Asia, in the conquered place he made a lot of children. Have you known Genghis Khan, how many children of his own? Amazing, hundreds, 300 of children. Tough guy. There are many, many such examples I know. Someday we discuss about it. What else? That covers most of the desire. Oh, zaiyoku is material position, desire to have a shelter, house, garden, some large space to look clothing. This desire grow very big. The more you have, you want more of it. We don't know how much, when the satisfaction come. almost endless desire of material position. On the other hand, when I read the Shakyamuni Buddha's life, their student were more than poor, so to speak. Sanne ippatsu, one meal bowl, and three different thickness of the garment. Nowadays we are kind of spoiled, as you see, fancy things, no? All silk and inside, outside, which last long, so it's rather economical, but people keep giving, offering me, so I often share it with other people, not to have too many. And the shelter is, as you know, big sky is considered as your roof. Homeless, in a way, monks, nuns are. Many places Buddha found the practice place, mostly woodland, in the shade of big trees, they could practice and also original assembly. Come together, and mostly they kept a holy silence, and seidan, we call holy silence, and the subject of discussion is only for the goodness of the practice. But when they start to discuss serious subject, they don't give up. No? So they developed such a deep theoretical discourse about practice. Even today we can learn, we can study how the formal way to present to your opinion, your understanding, and reasoning of why your proposition is so, and similes. Actual examples you display, you express, and final convincing of others. Goes three stages it goes. Among nine reasonings you make for one proposition, only two is usually correct. So you find the error of others' reasoning and you debate. Very fun thing to do. And that is a development of logical discourse of Mahayana Buddhism. Study psychology here. Anybody teach the Mahayana Buddhism? You said that you have a class on Mahayana Buddhism, no? I think some program is a master's program. Judith and the rabbi and myself are going to do some class, I think. Probably next semester. My main study at Kyoto University was from logic to psychology, Buddhist psychology. I was very much interested in. Vijñāna Bādhin, we say. Vijñāna means consciousness, school of consciousness, very precise. Classification, analytical discourse of human mind. And discourse with the deep yoga practice, Buddhist yoga practice. So without practice, you cannot understand the relationship of all those human psychology. My interest was not psychology itself, but how Vijñāna Bādhin Yogacara people accomplished their practice. Like knowledge turned to the shiny wisdom, all kind of knowledge you learn, discover, become a contents of the wisdom, not just stay as your knowledge, but it start to be useful for others. Are you studying therapy also? What kind it is?
It's called Hakomi.
Hakomi. Hakomi. What kind of language is it?
Hopi.
Oh, Hopi is also. I thought it was Japanese. The famous Zen master, you say, six patriarch, Daikan Eno Daiosho. Usually we say Huinen in Chinese pronunciation. Under this two outrageous students appear. One is a Seigen Gyoshi, one is Hyakujo Ekai. No, one is age old. You say today Soto School, Rinzai School. You familiar with this word? These two disciples, successive lineage holders, came, and then Dogen Zenji learned Rinchi School when he was young. When he was still young, when he came to 27 years old, he met with the last master of Soto lineage. So in the end, Rinchi School and Soto School merge into Dogen. So you don't usually present yourself in Rinchi or Soto. It is too narrow discrimination. Very best time. Second class, I think I wrote a character of Shoshin, Zenshin, beginner's mind. Zen mind, beginner's mind. That beginner's mind is very, very important. To go all the way back to beginner's mind is very important. Even you practice many, many years, feel sometimes you feel nobody ever reached such state.